5. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. I was left homeless, penniless, alone and afraid because of alcohol. I had reached my gutter. Yet today I can be my children's hero. I hope I can also be an example to people within the fellowship that you can start to recover from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. I hope in some way by sharing even just this daft energy about a cake in my life that I can benefit even just one person. 6. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. 7. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. 8. Self-seeking will slip away. 9. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. I feel less insecure than I did when I finally accepted I was an alcoholic and that my life was unmanageable. I know that I can be an effective contributor, not just to my family's life, to my fellows, but to my own life. I can do this by being of service to other people, by giving my time and my experience to others, without playing the old, what's in it for me? My outlook and attitude of life has changed. I chased money, praise, recognition, material possessions to an extent that I got them, but I was about as spiritually sick as you could ever get. Now I have little, just like the wee pink cake, which is only flour, eggs and some sugar. Yet I have everything. Now I'm able to love and be loved by those who mean the world to me. 10. Fear of people and economic insecurity will leave us. Before, I wouldn't have dreamed of doing something so simple as shopping for ingredients. I just didn't do it before. I got what I had to get in the quickest time possible and got out and back to my wee wet place again. God help me if I ever bumped into someone who knew me. What would I say? Would they talk ill of me to their friends? Worse still, tell my family or my friends that they'd see me drunk or hungover. Today we shopped. We picked up the stuff together, the wee cake cases, free-range eggs, my daughter insisted, and the food colouring. We did it off my wee girl's handwritten list and spent 20 minutes going back and forward round the supermarket. At the checkout, I didn't count out how much money I had in cider currency. Each pound used to equate to one can, and that's how I used to count what money I had and how far it would stretch. My fear of people and economic insecurity is leaving me. 11. We will intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us. After shopping at a leisurely pace, travelling on the bus home from thy shops, not counting the money left in my wallet in strong gold currency, spending an hour in the kitchen baking, playing frisbee in the garden with my wee boy while the cooker was doing its thing, I was able to put the kids to bed with a smile on their faces, knowing that they have a wee something that they themselves had made going into their packed lunch for school the next day. These were all situations that used to baffle me. Today, they were all happening naturally and without any real thought, intuitively. 12. We will suddenly realise that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. And that was my eureka moment while looking at the cake earlier. Before, I was useless and without direction. Now, something is helping me be the best version of me that I can be. I'd like to think it is my God doing stuff for me that I previously couldn't do on my own. So yeah, I found with a lot of things throughout my journey in AA, it was just the wee cake. Just a wee tiny thing, something very simple and basic, but it was also everything. It is absolutely everything about what is happening to me when I work for things. The promises will come alive if I work for them. I try my best to work for them, and I hope they work for you all too. Thanks for taking time to read or hear. God bless. Sean, Castlemilk, Tuesday afternoon, Glasgow.